You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to the program. Today, we're talking about this. Are you misunderstood? I know, that's a big question, and it's something that I come across constantly with people that I meet. People that will come to me and say, you know, I'm frequently misunderstood, and their biggest fear is being misunderstood. And let me tell you, I can relate. The question is, can you relate to this? Are you one of those people? Are you frequently misunderstood? Do you find yourself feeling that no one understands you? Recently, I got into a situation where I was having a very intense discussion with my love and found out that I had been misunderstood. And what's interesting is you don't even need to know the details because we all have those moments, especially in relationships, especially those closest to us, when sometimes we can say or do something and it's completely misunderstood. But what was interesting about it this time is that it had been a long time since I had been misunderstood. And I thought back to a time in my life when I was misunderstood a lot. And quite honestly, it was like my number one fear. I was so afraid of being misunderstood. So what's interesting is when I coach people that have that as a fear and have that as a belief that they are misunderstood, the first thing we do is we identify that it's really not so much about being misunderstood, it's the fear of what will people think about me. That's what I found in my own life, and I find it to be true for most people. So it's this fear that other people will think something, and we don't want them thinking anything badly about us, so we want to make sure that they think this way about us or that way about us, and it becomes this really heavy mess, right? So it's not only about wondering and worrying about what people are going to think about us, but it's also this. And this, my dear, is what's behind this feeling of needing to please other people, wondering and worrying about what other people are going to think. The big thing is that, do you understand yourself? And do you care about what you think? Because if you do not understand yourself and you do not care about what you think and what you feel, what will happen is this. You will be frequently misunderstood because you will not know yourself well enough to tell the truth, to live in the truth, and to be truthful and honest and open and real and authentic with others. Also, if you're so worried about what other people are going to think, you're going to hold back and you're not going to be fully expressed. You're not going to be fully authentic. Why? Because you have a belief that somehow if somebody knew the truth about you, they wouldn't be pleased. So if you do not understand yourself, that means you do not know yourself. And if you do not know yourself, you're not going to know how truly awesome and how truly valuable you really are. So therefore, we're going to feel like we have to somehow pretend we're something more than that because we have this belief that we're not enough. And as we're pretending like we're something more than that, we're so busy worrying and wondering what people are thinking because we're worried that they're somehow going to find out about us. Do you see how crazy this is? This is a very circular and destructive, like it'll keep you going in the circle, constantly in a circle and destructive way of thinking. Because it's not the truth. If you do not understand yourself and you are not clear about who you are and what you do and why you do what you do, if you're not clear, other people will not be clear about you as well because they're not getting the real you. They're not getting the real you. They're getting a counterfeit version of you. They're getting a very unclear, uncertain version of you, which is not the truth about you. And then that feeds into you worrying about what they think. Do you see how this becomes such a vicious cycle? And it's like, no wonder why you feel misunderstood, because there's not a lot of understanding going on here. And in fact, when I think of the word understanding, I think about compassion. You know, compassion and understanding. Are you feeling compassionate towards yourself? Are you being compassionate towards yourself, my... Are you being compassionate towards yourself? Are you giving yourself time and space to understand you and realize that you don't have to be anything for anyone except who you really are, especially for yourself? I know, this is like huge, because as soon as I began to say, you know what, I don't really care if people think this or that about me. What matters is this or that really true? And most of all, do I know the truth about myself? And when I committed to knowing the truth about myself and to understanding what I desire and what I love and what I like and understanding myself and truly being compassionate with my heart and soul, everything began to change. Because I got clear for myself, I began to understand the truth about me. And when you do the same for yourself, let me tell you, it will change everything. We spend so much time trying to get everyone else to understand us. You know, when you begin to understand you, you will then be so certain and confident in who you are that you'll be more concerned about understanding others than for them to understand you. And that's primary in deep, intimate communication and life, especially love life. If we could be more committed to understanding others than wondering and worrying about them understanding us, imagine what that would do for all of your relationships. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write down the area that you feel you have been most misunderstood. Write it down and take a look at that. And then ask yourself, how are you not fully understanding yourself in this area? Spend some time writing it out. Spend some time really giving yourself time, attention, and compassion to truly understanding yourself, and watch what happens. I would love to hear from you. I want to thank you again for being here each and every day, sipping on life with me and allowing me to sip on life with you. And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.